It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, sports fans, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell and Alex Geary from the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Of course, we're here on a remote for the Utah RV Dealer Super Show. It's amazing down here.
Yeah.
The fans are going crazy.
Oh, way more BYU fans coming up. What I love now is there's enough of a deal now where people just come up. Less to say hi to me and more to harass you.
How do you feel about the game
the other night?
You know what? I thought it was terrible, quite frankly. But the last 9 years have been fruitful.
Yes.
Thursday night football, by the way, is going on in our nation's capital. Of course, the Washington football team is, or maybe this, yeah, this is in Washington, is tied with the old New York football Giants, 7-7.
There you go. Okay. Well, we're going to get to Mitch Harper here coming up in a few minutes. If not now, we'll do it in just a little while here at the bottom of the hour. But, we do have Mitch Harper here with us. So joining us right now on KSL's Unrivaled, he is the host of Cougar Sports Saturday. He's also your BYU insider for KSLSports.com. And, he's in the middle of quite a season so far. BYU's 2-0, and that means Mitch is 2-0. You can go read his byline at KSLSports.com. In the meantime, Mitch, I hear kids in the background. That means you have snuck in a little bit of time to be a dad these days. Congratulations.
That's right. Got to get some dad time in there. They're doing a TikTok right now. But, 2-0 for BYU. Big game coming up this weekend. And has the makings, honestly, guys, to be a matchup that could set the table for BYU to have a special season where they're in the national conversation throughout the entire year. So a lot's at stake here against ASU.
Herm Edwards, we talked to him at Pac-12 Media Day, and we're going to play that conversation tomorrow on our Friday show. But one of the things that I was impressed with with the Reverend is he's always just on point, and he's one of these guys who is, and Scott, you correct me if I'm wrong, but he's like a total CEO of that team. He floats the sidelines, but he has his guys that are like his generals, and he has made that Arizona State program, despite all of the foibles and the shortcomings that they may have had during the offseason, he's really turned that program into something where they're fighting with USC and Utah on being some of the best recruiting classes in the Pac-12, and they have a dang good stable of athletes.
They really do. It's the best team BYU is going to face this season. ASU has the most talent on the edges. Their skill position talent is going to be a tall order for BYU. A lot of these guys, Kalani Sitake and the staff, are familiar with. They recruited them coming out of high school early on in Kalani's tenure. But, Herm Edwards done a great job. And I think, they're in a situation where maybe they're willing to sacrifice the potential NCAA investigation ramifications for this chance to potentially win a Pac-12 title, because I think this is the best ASU team, I think, since that year in like 2012 when they got to the Pac-12 championship game. This is a good squad, so it's going to be a tall order for BYU.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels is a very tough quarterback, very seasoned. He's a dual threat guy, but he can throw it. I mean, they've got some guys to throw it to. I'm curious what you've felt so far, Mitch, about you've watched game one and game two now. What has been a really pleasant surprise for you with this BYU football team that you didn't expect?
I think the biggest surprise, guys, is the fact that BYU hasn't played, I think, anywhere close to perfect football, and they're 2-0, and one of those wins includes the win over Utah. I really thought that in order for BYU to take down the Utes, it would have taken a perfect game, but it wasn't perfect at all times. And, you know, I think that's something to be excited about for BYU fans going forward, is that I think they have a lot more still ahead of them, potentially, especially on offense. I think that Jaren Hall and these receivers, they could produce a lot more. And I'm not just talking simply about the yardage, but I think the explosive plays and the scoring, I think there's more to be seen from BYU's offense. The fact that they're sitting at 2-0, nationally ranked already, one of the tougher games is already behind them. That's reason for optimism right now, and I think it's a pleasant surprise that's developed in short order for BYU.
I think when we talked, Mitch, before the season, we kind of all looked at what a successful run of these first three games would have been. And I think that we all kind of settled on 2-1 being, like, amazing. And no one said 3-0 was, like, a possibility. But the Utah game obviously has made it to where this ASU game is a possibility for BYU. They get Arizona State at home. So how does this team actually pull that off, a 3-0 start? How do they beat Arizona State on Saturday?
I think they got to make Arizona State one-dimensional. They got to eliminate the ground attack for ASU. Rashad White's one of the better running backs I think BYU will face this year. They've got to just make Jaden Daniels and Arizona State have to sling it 45, 50 times in this game. And, hey, Jaden Daniels is talented enough that they could still win it that way. But if BYU can make ASU's offense one-dimensional, I think that bodes well for BYU. And we talk about maybe surprises. I think BYU's defense this year being more aggressive has been a pleasant surprise. So I think there's the potential, if they force ASU to being one dimensional, you're going to see BYU's defense get after Daniels, or at least attempt to. And I think that could be that could bode well for BYU and their chances and efforts to try to get to 3-0 for back to back years. First time that would happen in nearly 60 years. So a lot ahead for BYU if they can pull this one off.
Kalani Sitake has really grown as a coach. Got an extension here this right before the season started. You've just seen him mature and really turn this program around. USC fired its coach, Clay Helton. Is there any talk, any possibility of Kalani Sitake being considered for the USC job?
Seriously. I think I think Kalani Sitake is the perfect fit for USC, but I think that USC – he would be on the hot seat from day one if he got hired, because, USC's boosters and USC fans, they're wanting a big name, a Bob Stoops, maybe an Urban Meyer, James Franklin, guys that have, contended for national titles. Like, Kalani is perfect for BYU, and I think he'd be great for USC, but his name does not hold any weight in L.A. and with that USC booster group and Heritage Hall. He would be on the hot seat from day one. And honestly, I think that AD Mike Bone would probably be on the hot seat too with a hire like that. And yeah. And Kalani would not be a plug-and-play guy at USC where he steps in and elevates them. It would take time. And USC did not fire Clay Helton to wait three or four more years. They fired him to step into the national championship picture next year. Kalani's not the right guy for USC. And honestly, I think honestly that Kalani, he got a job promotion a week ago when BYU went to the Big 12. I mean, you know as well as anyone, Scott, like Kyle Whittingham's always said when they went to the Big or Pac-12, that was a job promotion for him. Kalani Sitake got a new job last week. He should stay at BYU. And honestly, I don't think USC makes many efforts or calls to Kalani Sitake at all. He's not a big enough name for their search.
So BYU fans can feel at ease then with that. Speaking of BYU coaches, Aaron Roderick is, I think about his time at Utah and then where he is now. The way he was, criticized at Utah for his play calling or his lack of being able to own that offense and kind of get it going, versus now where he really feels like he has, he's kind of come into that role and he's become a heck of a play caller.
He really has, and honestly, guys, I explored the hypothetical scenario of Kalani to USC on Cougar Tracks today. And, I kind of hypothetically thought, who would be the next head coach for BYU? Honestly, I think you would be a guy like Aaron Roderick if Kalani Sitake ever left. He's elevated his coaching profile significantly since he's been at BYU. He's done nothing but a fantastic job for the Cougars.
Mitch Harper, you can hear him on Saturday on Cougar Sports Saturday. You can read his byline there at KSLSports.com. He's our BYU insider. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll jump in and chat with you a little bit more from the Utah RV Super Show here in just a moment. So stay right here with us. News Traffic.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.